This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. Last night in Denver, Senator Hillary Clinton was met by a standing ovation as she made her way to the podium in a speech that many have been waiting for at the Democratic convention. It really was, John, as you've noted, an important speech as Democrats work to unite this week, while some of her supporters are finding it hard to back her former rival, Senator Barack Obama. 26 words in, she made it clear who she's supporting.
As a proud mother, as a proud Democrat, as a proud senator from New York, a proud American, and a proud supporter of Barack Obama. My friends, it is time to take back the country we love.
It was an historic speech. I mean, her accomplishments are historic. The first woman to rack up primary wins in 22 states, pulling in roughly 18 million votes. And she had a challenge for all of those voters who supported her.
I want you to ask yourselves, were you in this campaign just for me? Or were you in it for that young Marine and others like him? Were you in it for that mom struggling with cancer while raising her kids? Were you in it for that young boy and his mom surviving on the minimum wage? Were you in it for all the people in this country who feel invisible?
It was part cheerleading, part stump speech, part attacking the Republicans.
John McCain doesn't think 47 million people without health insurance is a crisis. John McCain wants to privatize Social Security, and in 2008, he still thinks it's okay when women don't earn equal pay for equal work. With an agenda like that, it makes perfect sense that George Bush and John McCain will be together next week in the Twin Cities, because these days they're awfully hard to tell apart.
Lastly, it was part looking to the past for inspiration.
This is the story of America, of women and men who defy the odds and never give up. So how do we give this country back to them? By following the example of a brave New Yorker, a woman who risked her lives to bring slaves to freedom along the Underground Railroad. On that path to freedom, Harriet Tubman had one piece of advice. If you hear the dogs, keep going. If you see the torches in the woods, keep going. If they're shouting after you, keep going. Don't ever stop. Keep going. If you want a taste of freedom, keep going.
Senator Hillary Clinton at the 2008 Democratic Convention.
Talking about the Republican slave owners in the John McCain campaign, apparently.
No, I don't think I would go quite that far.
Referring to Harriet Tubman.
But it was actually quite inspiring. I like that point. You hear the dogs, just keep running.
She did a good job, that's for sure. But I'm having a Denver flashback.
Two.
Well, I'm flashbacking to last night. It's a convention. Convention flashback.
Thanks, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.